Jennifer Crawford read her sorrowful victim impact statement to a Barry court today, openly mourning the loss of her partner and his son, killed in a knife attack 4 years ago. Then reading from her statement, Rose Beaton turned to Dyron Daly, sitting in the prisoner's box during his sentencing hearing Wednesday, and told him directly how the stabbing deaths of her son, 19-year-old Nicholas Passavisti, and his 51-year-old dad James Passavisti, impacted those who loved them. Daly, now 28, wearing a black jacket, black pants and a gray shirt buttoned to the neck with canvas top shoes like he had throughout his 5-week trial last summer, was convicted in August of 2 counts of second-degree murder, which carry an automatic life sentence. Justice Vanessa Christie must decide how many years he will spend in prison before he can be eligible for parole. My son and I, as well as my 2 other children, have been really affected by this, Crawford said tearfully. Jamie was a really good dad. Crawford said she was also traumatized by the way she learned of the deaths, when 8 officers showed up at her house with their weapons drawn when she was in her driveway. Dyron committed a crime that only God could forgive, Crawford added. Describing the killings as a disgusting, animalistic, satanic attack, Beaton addressed the killer directly and told him what he did on February 8, 2017 changed many lives. When I try to think about my son, images of what you have done come to my mind and that's all I can see, said Beaton, who attended the trial daily, as has Crawford. Crown attorney Kristen Smith read in the victim impact statement written by Crawford's 11-year-old son, Jude, I really miss my dad and Nick, she read to the court. He will never see me grow into a man. I love them very much. Smith told the court the Crown is seeking a parole ineligibility of 20 years. Listing the aggravating factors, she recounted some of the details of how the 2 victims were each repeatedly stabbed, leaving a horrid scene for the first responders. She said the motive of this senseless murder remains unknown. Daly said he went to the Passavisti's upper unit of an Allendale house in the middle of the night to buy marijuana from his regular dealer, James. But Smith described the bag containing a pellet gun, a baton and a flashlight he said he brought to make a deal as the only weapons in the home that night. He also had a double-bladed knife, which he used to repeatedly stab the men, whom she said should have felt safe sleeping in the sanctity of their own home. Perhaps he wanted to even the score for when the elder Passavisti didn't show up at an agreed time to make a drug deal earlier, Smith said. The intention was to come across these 2 individuals when they were their most vulnerable, she said, adding that they were unprepared, unsuspecting and completely unarmed. Among the teenager's injuries was a severed Achilles tendon, which could have prevented him from escaping, Smith said. There were also stab wounds to his chest and trachea that may have prevented him from talking when he twice called 911 8 minutes apart. She said throughout his interaction with police, Daly showed no remorse. But Daly had drafted a letter of remorse and, turning toward family members in the public gallery, he read out his letter containing an apology. From the bottom of my heart I feel truly sorry, he said. It wasn't my intent for things to transpire to what happened. It breaks my heart that James and Nick are gone. Daly's lawyer, James Harbick, suggested the appropriate parole ineligibility as 16 years, 4 years less than what the Crown put forward. Minus the 1,730 days Daly has already spent in jail so far, he suggested the remaining time should be just under 12 years. Harbick asked that the harsh conditions during the pandemic, which included 186 days of lockdowns, be included in the judge's final consideration. Harbick told the court that the automatic life sentence is the denunciation and sends out the message of deterrence. But the minimum time the judge must determine Daly will spend in prison before he can be considered for parole could represent hope to the killer who has most of his life still ahead of him. Especially to a young person, it provides hope, said the lawyer. That is the most important part of parole eligibility. If this was a hardcore criminal with antisocial values, that's a different situation, Harbick added. Daly isn't committed to criminality and still possesses good qualities which he can build on through programming in prison to become a contributing member of society, the lawyer said. Daly, he said, will eventually be out in the community as a relatively young man. A shorter parole eligibility, Harbick added, will provide him with the hope and incentive to prepare for his release while in prison through programming. As horrific a tragedy this is, it's also a great loss and great tragedy to this young man, said Harbick. There's hope for this man. There's hope for all of us. When asked if he would like to address the court, Daly said he does plan to participate in programming while in jail, rehabilitate, and try to better myself. Justice Christie is to deliver her sentence November 25.